Hey James, it's Dennis, Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey buddy, I just emailed you the loan documents, so you have those.
Okay.
Or at least you should. And I have to apologize, I screwed up on the payment. The payment I quoted you was with you putting the money down.
Mm-hmm.
The actual total equipment cost is $13,314.
Mm-hmm.
So the payment comes out to $703.54. So I think the difference of what you paid paid Sean was $1,290 actually. So the only difference here is it's $517.08 difference, it looks like, that you'd have to come up with. But everything else, I can get that money from Sean. I'll have him just wire it to us or however he wants to get it to us. Because it was supposed to be paid to us anyway, so I guess there's just some confusion there. But it's all there.
As far as me paying it, where can I come get my trailer?
I actually haven't got a hold of Sean yet. I'm going to call him right after. I just wanted to call you and let you know I got your loan documents over to you. Then I'm going to call Sean right after I call you, after I talk to you.
Okay.
Hopefully today. I don't see why not. I mean, got the loan documents. It's approved. We obviously won't get the originals back until tomorrow, but I've included an overnight FedEx label for you with these. And the only thing you have to do is just on page 5 for the power of attorney, just you can fill this out before you are in front of a power of attorney, but really what you're supposed to do is just fill it out in front of a power of attorney and have that power of attorney stamp it and sign it. And that's the only other thing. As
power
far as your insurance.
Attorney, what, like a lawyer or something? Or a bank, somebody in the bank?
Somebody in the bank can do it. Yeah, just the power of attorney. Anybody in the bank, your local bank will probably do it for free. You said your wife works at a bank, so there's probably power of attorney there.
Yeah, the ways she can't do it because of the conflicts of interest with the family or some shit. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
See, like if that bank check and see that we married, then
no, yeah, you can't do that. It's just like a real estate agent and an appraiser talking to each other and the loan officer at the same time. Can't. It's got to be a third party transaction, but no, that's fine. Yeah, just somebody in the local bank should be able to do that for you for free.
Okay.
And I will give Sean a call right now if you want to get started on that for us. See if I can get him pre-funded, get him paid today, hopefully with just a copy of the loan documents without getting the originals, because they're already pre-approved for 100% pre-funding. And as soon as I can show them that wire, I mean, it's only 8:55 my time. So hopefully I can show him that wire and he'll be able to release it. Otherwise, he should be able to release it either way. I mean, I guess it's just his call at this point. But I'll let you go and I'll give him a call right now, actually.
Okay.
All right, buddy. So check your inbox. It's in there. If you can just print that out. And that's the only weird thing is you just have to get the power of attorney, which I think is page 5, just notarized.
Okay.
And that's it. And I'll give Sean a call right now.
All right, appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, James.